And now we return you to the amazing adventures of Angina Man. William Clark is an ordinary man, no different to any other. Yet he is a man with an incredible secret. For beneath his nondescript business suit lies a heart packed with cholesterol. And when crime is afoot, William Clark reveals his true nature. He becomes Angina Man.
Hello, Portland Inspections and Services, where we meet your needs on time and now online at www.piss.com. This is William Clark speaking. No, sir, I'm sorry, we don't offer that service anymore, but if you like, I can refer you to... Well, I'm sorry if you've already been referred, but that's just the way it's going to have to be. Thank you. Oh, boy. Knock-off time!
Excuse me, but, which way to the manager's office?
Well, I'm sorry, friend, but it's actually knock-off time now, and I'm quite sure the manager would be in a rush to get home to his family, just like the rest of us. Oh, well, in fact, I've had a hankering for my cheese and bologna afternoon snack for hours now.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm good friend of manager. He asked me to come visit him.
Oh, well, in that case, hey, is that a gun in your pocket?
What, this? No. No, it's a gun-shaped flashlight.
Right. Well, in that case, hey, wait a minute. Are you wearing Soviet Union commando gear?
What, this? No, it's for a dress-up party. Yes, the company is having a dress-up party, and I'm here to take the manager to this party of dress.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? His office is right down the hall.
Thank you, comrade.
Well, that just about... Hey, wait a minute. There's no dress-up party. If there is, how come nobody told me? Why, I'm the life and soul of parties. I'm gonna go have to see the manager before he and his gun-shaped flashlight holding Soviet Union friend leave.
Please! It was the Cold War. I saw the money. I took it. Don't shoot me!
You meddle with Khrushchev, then you meddle with all Russia, little man.
Oh my God! You really are a Russian... soldier...
Is he alright?
I think he's having a heart attack. We should get him an ambulance.
Son, you're under arrest for attempted murder.
And I would have gotten away with it too, if it weren't for that meddling Angina Man.
Yeah, that's what they all say. They all say...
Sir!
Jesus Christ, what is it, Billy? I'm doing my closing monologue.
Sir, Angina Man, he's dead.
What?
What?
That can't be.
Oh God, sir! What are we gonna do?
I don't know, Billy. I don't know.
Well, you could let me go.
No. We won't be doing that.
Will Angina Man ever return to save the day? Or is he really, really dead? Stay tuned next week to find out!